This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. For our radio field trip series, we'd like to introduce you to New Hampshire places, people, and sometimes animals. Today, we're visiting some alpacas.
So this is Bobo.
Hi, Bobo.
And Daniel. And Daniel just got a haircut yesterday because he could barely see.
Well, he's looking good now.
Yep.
Dawn Tonkin is introducing me to the herd at her farm in Northwood. It's an overcast day, and there's a bit of leftover snow on the ground. The alpaca's shaggy fiber has grown out over the winter months. We enter the pen where Bobo, Daniel, and another dozen or so alpacas are kept. They immediately surround us, happy to see that I'm carrying a bucket.
Yeah, they don't want to wait for you to distribute the grain. They're ready to go. You're jumping right in the bucket.
Bobo's my little food hog. They don't bite.
Sure.
They only have bottom teeth. So if you want to put your hand out.
Like a flat hand?
Yep.
And they're certainly not shy. Dawn has actually always dreamed of having alpacas. She used to attend farm tours where she'd sometimes see the animals.
And I used to go every year and think, boy, I wish I had an alpaca. And then in 2010, I was getting close to approaching 50 and had the epiphany that, you know, life is short. And I got to stop wishing.
That's when Dawn started Alpaca Bratz Farm. Because, yes, sometimes they can be a bit bratty, especially when they spit at you.
That's what I was worried about.
I told you Destiny was my spitter.
Dawn feeds and cares for the animals mostly on her own. In the spring, she'll shear the alpacas and collect their fiber. Then she'll make and sell an assortment of fiber products, including yarns and knits. Dawn also has a full-time job. She works out of Concord's mental health court as a licensed drug and alcohol counselor.
You know, this is kind of my way to get away from what is oftentimes, you know, very hard, especially today with the opiate epidemic and so many, you know, individuals struggling with mental illness. It's a way that I can just kind of come and let everything else from the day go. You know, just to come at the end of the day and sit and watch them. You know, they're very peaceful.
Yeah, imagine that kind of work would be very hard not to take home with you.
It is. I mean, you know, one of the things that you work hard at doing is leaving it in the office. And I'll tell you, I've been in the field for 25 years, and it's only been in the last 5 years that I've ever lost clients. And in the last 3 years, I've lost 5 clients, and it really takes a toll.
But the alpacas do serve as a stress reliever after a long day.
I'll come home and I'll come out on the deck, and I'll say, come on, girls. And it's just so majestic to see them running. You know, they all come running in because they think they're going to get fed or something. And then they're not too happy when I'm just saying hi.
She's had alpacas for about 8 years now, and the animals still find ways to surprise her. Dawn used to take some of the animals to fairs for petting zoos. Noir, the friendliest of the bunch, would always get the chance to tag along.
This woman just loved alpacas, and she said, I just want to pet one. Can I pet one? I said, sure. So I brought Noir over to her, and he spit right in her face, and I was mortified. Thankfully, she had glasses on, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. He never does it. She was in heaven. That's okay. That's okay. I love them. I can't believe it. So, you know.
Maybe it's a sign of love and respect.
Yeah.
This story is another in our weekly radio field trip series. You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see photos from our time at Alpaca Bratz Farm. And tune into Morning Edition next Wednesday as we visit an old-fashioned candy shop in Littleton. Do you have a favorite place in New Hampshire that you'd like to show us? We're asking you to submit your ideas by emailing radiofieldtrips@nhpr.org. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre. It's Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio.